doing all we can at Rosie on the House to put a smile on your face this overcast, moisture-riddled Arizona Saturday morning. And if CCR doesn't put a smile on your face, move. How could you not smile to this? Playing a little air guitar up on your kitchen counter, probably still in your pajamas with the bedhead going on. That's an Arizona tradition. Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. Good morning, y'all. If you own a home or you want to own a home, Rosie on the House is bound and determined to become your best friend. You want to try and tackle a project in, out, about, around your house? You've got some little project you want to try and get done before the guests and the family arrive for holiday season? Now is the perfect opportunity for you to call the toll-free number 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. And I have no idea why our technician, Michael Reich, is pushing the bell button. But it's okay. It's a live show, and that's what we do here. My daughter, Peanut, also known as Julia. Peanut to me, Julia to everybody else. She really likes Jujube, too. She loves it when I call her Jujube. At 1-888-767-4348, she will get your name, where you're calling from, and the nature of your question. Then my co-host, Romy Romero, along with my wife, Jennifer, are all here in studio. We'll do what we can to get you the answer of whatever it is you're trying to tackle. Maybe you're trying to tackle a project and you want recommendations on what type of tools, what type of materials, tips from the pro, tricks of the trade. Give us a ring. We'll do everything we can to teach you what we've learned for building and remodeling homes throughout the state of Arizona for the last 40 years. Maybe you want someone to do it for you. Maybe it's a project you're about halfway through. Maybe you promised your significant other you'd finish this particular project for Thanksgiving, and now we've got Thanksgiving staring us right in the face, and it's still a little bit left to be done, and you want somebody to just come in and finish it. Well, we can probably find somebody for you to do that as well. And on that note, know that we have recently developed a new company. We have started Rosie on the House Remodeling. It is our intent to service at this juncture with the company as small as I want to keep it right now. We're servicing the Arcadia, Scottsdale, Carefree, Cave Creek area on smaller jobs. And if you've got something you'd like to try and get done before the holiday season, give us a ring at the same number, or just contact us through the website, rosieonthehouse.com. For those of you in other areas, if you've got a project you'd like to try and tackle, get in touch with us. We've got some great contractors that we can put you in touch with. I'm not guaranteeing that all of them have the availability between now and the new year to get a project done, but give us a ring. We can certainly talk to you about that if that's the case. So, whether you're trying to get tips on getting stuff done or you're trying to find out who to get it done by, it's rosieonthehouse.com. One of the things that I want to address right now, because I've been watching the real estate permitting process. I have this subscription to a service that tells me how many permits are being pulled in each county throughout Arizona, tells me how many homes are being sold in each county in Arizona, and then we get our normal feedback from the phone lines and from visiting with our friends and contractors across the state, you know, how busy people are getting again. And a lot of this, of course, as always this time of year, are folks moving from other parts of the country who have just decided once and for all they're not going to spend another winter shoveling snow. And they moved to Arizona with a lot of misconceptions about what it's like to live here. And this week, I want to take an opportunity and just take some of the more common misconceptions about living in Arizona and see if I can't address them for you. And one of those things are that people have the impression that if you have scorpions in, out, about your house and yard, there's nothing you can do to eliminate that. I personally know a man who has two young children. I mean, these are children, they're both under 3 years old. One's just months old, one's about three. And he actually has to go out in his front and back and side yards 2 or 3 nights a week with a neon light, because scorpions do glow efflorescent under a neon light. And he actually kills 6 to 7 to 8 scorpions per hunting journey. Now, this is 2 or 3 nights a week he's killing that many scorpions in his yard. Well, folks, that isn't the only way. That is a great way to assess whether or not you've got a dilemma. I was in a speaking engagement at a homeowners association down in Ahwatukee several years ago, and I shared the stage with a woman that called herself the Scorpion Woman. She had the most terrifying story to tell about buying a home in the Tempe area that had a basement, and they would find dozens of scorpions in the basement every night. Dozens. So she became like the expert on scorpion eradication and actually published a little book on it and stuff. I might have to get my hands on that and find it again, because the website I gave you obviously is not the
right
one.
No, be careful what you Google.
Okay. So we'll have to find that information. We'll continue trying to find it during the break. But you can combat scorpions. Now, Jennifer and I have lived in the same house since 1988. And in 25, 26, 27 years of living in that home, I never saw one scorpion. Then with this economic downturn, a home across the alley, across the wash from us, went vacant and wasn't cared for very well, and a little bit of debris and trash were left around the house. A new owner then began cleaning the house up, and at that point, my neighbor, how long has Todd been our neighbor? He's been our neighbor for 15 years,
yes,
hasn't he?
Yes, at least.
Longer than that, because I haven't been home for 13, and he was there before I hit high school, and he's got to be 22, okay. 23, 24.
He had never seen a scorpion at his house. And then all of a sudden, when the folks started cleaning that property up across the wash, I believe that was not a consequence. Because since they've got the house cleaned up, I haven't seen another scorpion in the house.
No.
But the first one I saw was in the master bedroom carpet, exactly underneath where I put my feet down when I climb out of bed every single morning. I looked and I thought, what is that, a stray piece of clothing or a button or what? I look at, wow, a scorpion. So there are ways you can deal with it, and it can be a recurring problem. But one of the most inexpensive ways homeowners can try and take care of it themselves is just get to a horse tack shop, feed and grain shop, and buy a 40-pound bag of diatomaceous earth. Makes sure it is food grade DE. Okay? That is an extremely fine, dry powder. You take the bag home, open it, and moisture makes it ineffective, and the breeze will blow it away. So in a dry week with low wind, you sprinkle this around the exterior foundation of your home and across the thresholds of your doors going from the inside to the outside. This diatomaceous earth actually works as sandpaper and will actually annihilate any critter that has an ectoskeleton. Scorpions, roaches. What doesn't do much for ants, because ants like to reestablish a trail, and once the lead ant hits it, he won't reestablish the odor of the other ants to follow. So it doesn't do much for ants. But it does do a great job on crickets, on roaches, and on scorpions. And a note on crickets is that just happens to be a scorpion's favorite snack. So if you've got a lot of
crickets.
If you've got a lot of biomass piled up somewhere, leaves, firewood that are stacked up on concrete where the bark is peeling and getting wet and damaged and decaying. And crickets love that kind of area. So you have to eliminate the crickets, wait till it's dry, wind's not blowing, sprinkle DE in those areas around the foundation of your house, areas where crickets may be prone to reproduce and breed, and you can begin to annihilate the scorpion population. A trained exterminator can eliminate scorpions. So, folks, there's no reason you have to live with the fear of scorpions. I was just in a house 2 weeks ago in Paradise Valley up against the side of Mummy Mountain where that they've lived in the house 9 years, and he, the man of the house, has been bitten twice.
Ouch.
And the woman of the house has been bitten once. There's no reason you have to live with the danger of scorpion infestation in your house. It can be beat. With that said, I've got several other myths I want to cover over the course of the next hour. But right now, Romy tells me the lines are full. Let's see if we can get to the folks who've been holding the longest, Romy, and squeeze one in here really quick.
Kathy and Buckeye, welcome to the program. How may we help you?
Hi, Rosie and Romy. I have a question, and you've discussed this a lot, concerning termites. Our neighbor, 10 to 15 feet on the other side of us, has termite tunnels coming up from his foundation.
Okay.
And the only thing he's willing to do for that is just knock the tunnels down. And we're afraid that they're going to come over to our house.
Not as long as that's all he's doing. They'll rebuild a tunnel 100 times over and over and over again. If they're getting all the food and nutrition they want on his house, that's probably the best bait system you could come up with. I think you're probably fine, but you could certainly get in touch with Action Termite or Blue Sky Pest Control and mm-hmm. come out and do a termite investigation.
We appreciate the call. Both of those can be found at Rosie, R-O-S-I-E, onthehouse.com. That's rosieonthehouse.com. When we get back, we have Dale and Chandler, Stephanie and Tucson, Nancy and Glendale, Tom and Gilbert, and we just opened a line at 1-888-767-4348.